Welcome to the Rising Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Demetra, and we're here to talk about all things that sisters should, from manifesting to business and business to self-pleasure. There is nothing that we can't talk about. Chat soon.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the final episode of season one of the Rising Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Demetra. And I cannot believe that it is the final episode. We are here. It is episode 12. I have been a little bit MIA the last couple of weeks. And to be honest, it's actually been a really good realization, if that's the right word. When I started this podcast, it really was because it was a passion project. You know, it was just something that I got to do with my spare time. And it was because I love to share my value. I love to learn new things and teach other people the same things. And yeah, it's just been something that I've just loved to do out of, you know, the own goodness of my heart. It's not something I make money from. But in saying that, when I did start this podcast, I thought that every single week, right? Like I thought that every week on a Wednesday, I'd upload a new episode. And for the majority of this season, that's exactly what I did. But then it got to the last couple of weeks, you know, coming into December, the holiday season, and I started getting really busy. I, you know, energetically was just feeling really drained at the start of this month just because November was a really busy month in my online business. And then, of course, me and my partner were coming home. We're here in Innisfail at the moment, which is now south of Cairns. Which is like a 2.5 hour flight from the Gold Coast north. Where was I going with that? Oh my God. Oh yeah. So we were just, really busy, getting prepared to go away for holidays. And so I was feeling really out of alignment. You know, I felt like I couldn't just sit down and record and just do an episode and upload it for you guys. And so the first week that had happened, I was like, no, okay, that's fine. I will just upload an episode next week. And then the next week came around and it was even more busier, of course, leading up closer to Christmas and closer to us going away. And so it kind of hit me hard and I felt a bit of a failure. But then I reminded myself that this isn't a job, you know, this really was a passion project that I got to do out of choice, and it was something that I could intuitively do, and I can intuitively do. So, being that this is the final episode of season one, I have already set a few intentions for what the season two is going to be like. And yes, of course, there is going to be a season two. I love doing my podcast, and even though I did have a couple of weeks break, you know, it wasn't because I didn't want to record, because I actually really did. But I didn't want to be coming from a place where I wasn't in alignment, because I don't know about you guys, but if I listen to someone's recording and I can tell they've done it rushed or they have done it because they felt they had to, I can tell, and it doesn't make it as enjoyable. So that's why I really just wanted to, going into season two, I honestly, guys, I don't know what my recordings will be like. Whether they'll be, you know, who knows, one week I might record two episodes if I just have so much on my mind and so much to share with you all. Or it could be one episode one week and no episodes the next. I'm not too sure, but I am really excited to be able to just, intuitively do it and not do it because I have to, but because I want to. So yeah, I'm really excited, and yeah, now that's out there, I actually feel such a weight lifted off my shoulder. So, I don't know about you guys, but I'm so excited for 2021. I think we can all agree that 2020 has been a massive year, a massive, massive year. And, you know, like I've shared in other episodes, it really is all about perspective. You know, we really do get to choose our reality. And for me, you know, I've really chosen to make the best of this year as possible as I can. And that's what it really has been, you know. This year has really been one of the best years of my life. And I swear, each and every year, it just gets better and better. And so, Yeah, like I said, I'm so excited for 2021. I am literally sitting here in my nephew's bed. As you can probably tell, I don't have my microphone with me, so I hope this audio is okay. I've only got my laptop here with me, and it's raining outside, and I've got the aircon on, and there's little grasshoppers outside. So, yeah, hopefully that's all good. But I'm actually going to, when I wrap this up today, I'm going to go and I'm going to sit down with a journal, and I'm just going to grab a cup of cacao and really zone into what I'm letting go of in this past year and what I'm looking forward to the most and what I'm wanting to create and manifest in 2021. So let's take the time now to go down memory lane. You know, what has this year been for you? Has it been one of the best years of your life? Or has it possibly been not a great year for you? And if it's been one of the greatest years for you, then I'm so, so happy for you. Celebrating you, sister, and make sure you celebrate yourself. And just make sure you also take that into 2021. You know, I don't feel like we will ever, and I'm like literally doing the fingers right now, like, you know, the little, I'm like doing it, but I can't explain it. You know, the little quote unquote, yeah, like that one, yeah. So like literally, I don't feel like you can ever quote unquote make it. Because every single time we hit our highest, you know, achievement, right, our goal, once we get there, there is always so much more that we get to do. So if that's you, sister, if you've had the best year possible and you're ready to go into your next chapter, then I am cheering for you, sister. Go and get it. That's exactly, pardon me, I've literally got the burps. So crazy. But yeah, I'm going to be doing the exact same. You know, like I said, this year's been one of the best years for me. So I'm really excited to set some really big intentions and really make 2021 one of the best years of my life as well. And if you're someone that's answered that this year possibly hasn't been the greatest, I want you to take the time to ask yourself, you know, why was it not a good year? And what can I change in this year to make the next year an even better one, a more successful one? Whatever it is that you are seeking, how can you do more or better to achieve that outcome? Because we are the creators of our reality. As I always mention, this is my favorite saying in the world, because we really do get to choose. You know, yes, there are always going to be things out of our control, but there are also always going to be things that we can control in our interior world. So sit with that. Really take the time in the first, you know, I'm not too sure how many of you will be listening to this before we go into 2021. But if you're listening to this in the early days of 2021, know that it's never too late to set your intentions for the year. Sit down, grab a cup of cacao, grab a journal, and just sit on it, you know. Write out all the things you're willing to let go of in 2020 and just manifest it. You know, there's nothing that you can't create. You know, there's that other saying I love, and I'm sure I've shared this in an episode before, but nothing is impossible. The word itself literally says, I'm possible. Oh, I just got goosebumps again. But how true is that, you know? Whatever we desire because we know it's possible for us. Whether we know that at a, you know, let's say human level, yeah, you know, if we don't even realize it in the beginning, our souls, and I truly believe this, our souls will always know. That's exactly why our souls guide us to things. That's exactly why we have dreams and we have passions, because our soul knows. Deep, deep down, even if we don't realize it yet, our soul knows exactly what we are capable of achieving. So this episode, I really just want to keep it short and sweet, you guys. You know, wishing you all such, oh, honestly, it gives me, I'm just getting so many goosebumps in this episode, but I'm just wishing you all so much abundance, so much freedom in 2021. And I really want to remind you all that nothing worth having will ever come easy. And just because, you know, if you're doing something and it might not work the first time, it doesn't mean you have to give up. Just keep on going. Care less about what others think. If you can, don't care at all. I know it's easier said than done, but it is a practice. And the more you practice not giving a fuck what others think, the easier it'll be and the happier you will be. I really feel like I don't have all that much to share with you all in this episode. And yeah, I really just wanted to jump on and just, like I said, wish you all so much love, joy, and infinite abundance for the year to come. Know that we can't change our past. Whatever has been in 2020, we get to leave it behind. Reclaim your power, sister, and step into 2021 with all the intention that it is going to be your best. Know that it is going to be the best year of your life, and that's exactly what you're going to be able to create. I'm so excited to be able to come back in season 2 and just share even more wisdom and stories and tips and tricks with you all. This season has really taught me a lot. You know, it's been a massive growth journey and one that I'm still on. You know, I still jump on here and I make mistakes, and that's still all perfect because, again, it's just another practice in my life. And so, yeah, I'm going to wrap it up here. I'm actually so tired, you guys. I'll be real. I've been, yeah, like I said, coming into December, we have been in Cairns now for almost 2 weeks. And as much as I've loved being at home with all of my partner's family, I'm so looking forward to getting back to the Gold Coast and getting grounded and getting back into my own routine, because I have not had that much time alone in the last 2 weeks, and your girl's a little bit fried. I'm actually energetically ready to let go of 2020 and walk into 2021 as well. I'm so excited. I've got so many big things planned. If you have not already created a vision board for 2021, I seriously could not recommend it enough. I actually created a short tutorial on my Instagram reel. So go onto my Instagram @_SophiaDemetra. And if you click on my reels section, then you'll find that there is a short 30-second reel that talks, or not talks about, but it shows you how you can create a vision board wallpaper on Canva and Instagram stories and set it as your background. And I actually, you can also see a little snippet of my own personal, which is really great. I love doing vision boards. Anything to do with manifesting, you know, if I can, I'm such a visual person, so looking at my vision board every single day, it just really empowers me and reminds me of where I'm going and what I'm doing. And that excites me so much. And that is me stepping into my highest version and really reclaiming even more of my power. And I couldn't want that anymore for all of my sisters. So I love you all so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you all for your support in this season of my life as well. You know, not only is this a season of my podcast, but this has been a beautiful season of my life, you know, starting this podcast and learning new things, as I shared just a bit before. This really has taught me a lot of things, and I'm not too sure when season 2 will be. I am just going to take myself home to the Gold Coast on Sunday as we walk into 2021, and yeah, I will figure it all out. So stay tuned. If you don't already follow me on Instagram, just go and follow me for updates @_SophiaDemetra. And stay tuned, because 2021 is going to be massive. All right, sisters, I am out. Mwah.